everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie, I'm your host. It is, if you are listening live, the 12th of the month, which is a big deal here in the 1-2 world. I'll tell you all about it. Yes, it's the 12th of December at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're live, I'd like to welcome you. If you are listening to an archive or a replay, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Per always, I am over in the chat room, and you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com and clicking on the chat button. You'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. But if you would like to watch rather than listen, you can find the live stream over on YouTube or Facebook. That's Katie Weaver, Domestic Mystic. So any way you slice it, you should be able to find me. And I will have my eyes on the comments of both live streams and the chat room. So if you have anything to say, come and say it. It's kind of a wild and auspicious day. It's 12-12 and it's a new moon in Sag. And it is interesting energy. And of course, Mercury goes retrograde tomorrow. And so add all of those things together and we're in kind of a weird vibe. So curious to know how you're feeling, how you slept, how your night went, and anything else that you want to share. So, hi to Renee. Renee said, oh, they had their holiday party at work today. A good day for it, I thought. An auspicious day. I like it. Hello to Tiffany, Sherry, Debbie, Jessica, and everybody else in the chat. Good to see you guys all filing in. We're definitely kind of hitting the last of the year. So next week will be the last show of the year for me, and it will be the holiday giveaway show. So next Tuesday, you definitely want to be here live and in one of the chat rooms. Hey, Sheila, and throw in your name in there because, you know, I always have some cool stuff to give away, and we'll see. I think this year I'm going to give away a little glass, a little embroidery, a little honey, you know. A little tea, all the good stuff. So I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet because that usually hits me like the night before. But I'm super excited to be able to send you guys some stuff. So definitely be there. Hey, Pamela, good to see you. Holy moly. Well, we had our last, our only market. We did one winter market this year. We did the Yule Market. You know, last year we did all these Christmas like craft fairs, and I just felt like I was trying to cram my square peg into some round holes. And I don't know. They were fine. I wasn't sure that we really fit there. And so, of course, we did the Yule Market because that is exactly where our people are. And it was awesome. We had a lot of fun. A lot of friends came by to say hi, and it was a great day. And I'm so glad we only did one. I don't think I have the energy to do more than that, to be frank. So, partly because I've been really busy at 12Listen. And that's where I need to be. That's where I want to be. So, it's a good trade-off. I like it. It works. Hey, Jane. Good to see you. So that's what's new. That's what's up. Now we're just working on getting all of our Christmas special orders fulfilled. So I've been working on getting a big ornament order out. These are kind of cool. Look at these. So they're MDF, which is like a kind of a pressed wood board that's treated, that's coated. So you can sublimate on them. And so this sweet friend of ours sent me a whole file of their family's recent family pictures, and we're designing Christmas tree ornaments out of them. And they're going to be so cute. So I'm hoping to have them done and pressed today, but with design work, I'm not as confident with design work as I wish I was, maybe someday. And so I'll end up making the same, like, three or four different choices and then narrow it down, which is fine. I think I probably put out better work that way, but Scott gets irritated. He's like, they're all good, so just stop it and pick one and move on. Yeah. You know, it's all a part of the growth process, I think. I hope. Hey, Suzanne, so good to see you. Looked like you had a hell of a trip, my friend. Yeah. Hey, Kylie. Yeah, we should have some time for some readings today, I think. I would be happy to do that. Also, we have some sad news. I don't know if this has been said yet today, but one of our longtime listeners passed away, and that was Ivy Isahola. Do you guys remember Ivy? She was actually in my chat, I think, last week. And then I learned on Facebook from her sister that she was in hospice and dying, and she actually passed late last night or early this morning. So very, very sad to see that. And so much love to Mary Chris and the rest of the family. And we loved Ivy around here. She was just a bright light and a sweetheart. And was it last week? We did a singing bowl and she commented and thanked me for it and said it helped her. Yeah. Anyway, very sad to see it. It's a funny thing, you guys. We get attached, you know, to you guys as clients and as listeners and friends. And when somebody here in the 1-2 world passes, I think we all feel that a little bit or a lot sometimes. Or at least with Ivy, we knew because I'm friends with her sister on Facebook. And so I've been keeping an eye on this. But in other cases, over at True Crime Squad, we have a longtime listener. She's been with us since the beginning and has listened to always there in our chat. And she just vanished a couple of months ago. And nobody has a clue. I wasn't Facebook friends with her. I don't know her personally. I just knew her through True Crime Squad. And everyone, our other listeners, all of us were sad. Now, did something happen to her? We don't know. We don't know. We just know that she's just gone. It's really odd. But things like that happen here in the internet world. And it's part of it being the internet world, you know. And maybe that person is completely fine and just was done with us. Who knows? And if that's the case, that's okay. But it's off-putting. It's unsettling when people just drop off like that. That have been around consistently. So. But at any rate, lots and lots of love to Ivy's family. She's been chronically ill, and apparently about a month ago, her body stopped being willing to absorb nutrition. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Jane, you did not get too opinionated with my Facebook follower. She's not even a friend of mine. I don't even know who she is. This is Jane and I having a conversation with a woman on my Facebook page. No, I appreciated your comments. I don't know who that person was. I don't know how she even found my post to comment on it. You were totally fine. I didn't want to do battle with her, but at the same time, I didn't really want her to get away with what she said. What's wrong with me? This is the internet, for God's sake. But it's okay. It's probably fine. It was a conversation about the situation that's happened in Texas with a woman named Kate Cox, who is in like her 20th week, I think, or was in her 20th week of her pregnancy and has had some complications. They've done a whole bunch of testing and genetic testing and discovered that the baby has a syndrome that made her incompatible with life. And because of mom's previous C-sections and other comorbidities, continuing to carry this baby was going to put her health at risk, her future fertility at risk. And the doctors had strongly suggested that she terminate the pregnancy. But in Texas, that is illegal. And so she had to go to court to prove that this pregnancy had to be terminated. And the lower court judge agreed after testimony from her doctor that that is exactly what needed to happen and granted her that request. Women in courtrooms begging for health care. And then the Attorney General, Ken Paxton of Texas, went to the Supreme Court of Texas for an injunction and got it. And then they ruled against her. And Kate Cox had to leave the state in order to terminate that pregnancy and now may be facing criminal charges in Texas for health care. Because the only way she was going to be able to terminate that pregnancy is if, you know, she was dying. It's unbelievable. I don't know what to say about stuff like that. I really don't. It's astonishing to me. But that was the conversation that that Jane and I were in, you know, having a conversation with on my Facebook page. But that situation, I think, personally, I think is terrifying. It scares me when I hear my daughters, who are in their early 20s, talk about that they don't know if they want to have children. My son talking about permanent sterilization at 24 because they're so worried about all of this fertility stuff. And in my state here in Idaho, in the last year, our rates of maternal morbidities have skyrocketed because of the new laws surrounding abortion and women's health care. And it makes my kids want to not have children because they're so scared about what getting pregnant could mean for them. This is bananas. But arguing Roe v. Wade and abortion wasn't really the topic of my show, but I do have a lot of compassion for Kate Cox and for what she's going through so much. And I really, really hope she does not end up with more legal trouble with Texas. She does not deserve that. But at any rate, somebody asked, any word on my missing family member? Nope, not a thing. So, and winter has hit in that area now where he went missing. I don't think there'll be really any opportunities to even look for him unless they get snowmobilers out there, maybe. But I kind of think not. I'm afraid what'll happen is that we'll probably wait until spring for any more of a word. And then once the reservoirs melt, they'll be bringing dive teams in. That's my best guess. But yeah, not a word. Yeah. Pamela said, I have no grandchildren because my kids are so worried about the state of this country and the world. Yeah. Yeah. Like, Pamela, I hear you. Yep. Hey, Laurie. Yeah. It is good to discuss. It is true. These are topics that we need to talk about. These are topics we need to talk about without killing each other over it, right? To be able to discuss things in our world that have grave concern to us that without everyone getting too combative. We have to get better at that. A lot better at that. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I was going to text my cousin today and check in with her. It's so hard to know what to do to help. It's not like there's a funeral to plan or attend it's just this weird hollow waiting game that, what do you do with that? Yep. 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 Yeah. Laurie said, my grandson is 13 and has been homeschooled for probably the last 5 years at least. And I'm so glad. Well, yeah, when there's another school shooting every week, it's terrifying. School shooting at UCLA. Some freaking guy last week applied for a job. He was a professor. He was 67 years old. I had applied for a job at UCLA and did not get it and took that as his ticket to shoot up campus and kill 3 people. Well, how is this? How? Yeah. No, I'm with you on that, Laurie. It scares me that my kids, there were 2 different times when Micah on his campus where they were in a shelter in place situation because of someone with a gun. And both times it was not a student. It was like a gun incident that happened near campus. But both times, so scary. It's wild. Yep. Jessica said, I don't agree with abortion as a form of birth control, but if it is a medical issue with doctors advising it, it should be fine. It's medical, not volunteer. Well, sure. And that's it. And that's why it's become such a slippery slope. Yeah. Jane said, these folks don't recall days when we had to ask our dads or husbands for money. Right. Yep. When women couldn't have a bank account without a man. When women couldn't own property without a man. Yep. Yep. It's... We got to keep an eye out, ladies. We don't want to lose our rights. And it scares me a little bit that that's the road we're headed down. Yep. Oh, Tiff said, I didn't know Ivy, but it's making me cry right now. Something about knowing one of us has left the earth. It just feels closer to home, I guess. Right? No, we're a family here. We always have been. Yeah. Well, let's shift out of this conversation into something that's less, I don't know, charged or sad. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to put a link to Luminous in the chat room. Yeah. Suzanne said, I remember going through this shit in the 70s growing up. Yeah. And here we are. Mm-hmm. And didn't Sandra Day O'Connor die just like last week? I'm quite sure she passed at like 99 years old. The very first female justice of the court. Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at Luminous. I love this cover so much. They're folk art angels, in case you're wondering. I just thought this was so cute. Okay. I called this magazine I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas for a reason. I'm so tangled up in my cord, I can't. There we go. All right. Well, I called it I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas for a reason because I was thinking about how, well, first of all, that song is just an earworm and it's in my ear and now it's in yours. So sorry about it. At least it wasn't the Barney song. Right? That's such a good one. How could you not love it? I realized I have really not listened to any Christmas music so far this year. So Scott is not going to like this. But I was thinking about how when you're kids, you can think of 20 things you want for Christmas, you know? When you're an adult, it's so different. And this year, my kid's asking me, Mom, what do you want for Christmas? I don't know. I had a hell of a time thinking of anything. I finally rolled a few things out. But, and I'll tell you what they are because you'll laugh. But Scott was the same way. And it feels like it's like that every year. And, you know, partly it's just frankly because we're blessed. And we don't have a lot of needs. And that's amazing. And I don't want to take that for granted. But I think part of it, too, is just the mere fact that, hey, Quelly. The mere fact that we don't know how to dream big anymore. We don't know how, you kind of lose that. So I'm curious to know, what do you want for Christmas? Throw it out there. What'd you ask for? What do you want for Christmas? The first thing I came up with was a magnifying glass on a stand. A lit one, if possible. It's so pathetic. Oh, gosh. I just cannot see because my eyes are 46 years old and I can see, but I can't see the tiny things like for jewelry making and like little intricate things. I need a magnifying glass. So that was the first thing I asked for. Then I asked for a big warm bathrobe. Then I asked for a better nightstand, a lamp for my nightstand because, I can't see to read my book. And maybe what I need to ask for is a trip to the eye doctor. Yeah. And then today I realized I would also love one of those bird feeders that has a camera, like the Bluetooth camera attached to it, or a Wi-Fi camera so that you can pull it up on your phone and watch your birds. How cool would that be? Yeah. So that's how far I got. I'm not very exciting. Oh, I also asked for tickets to Boise State basketball. I'm a huge fan of Boise State basketball. And every year I watch all of their games online or on TV, and I never go to a game, partly because, well, it's a big ask for me to walk all the way into their arena, and especially in the winter when it's cold and my legs might not be that friendly. But I haven't been to a game on campus, a basketball game, in like 10 years. So anyway, I don't know if I'm getting those, but I kind of hope I am. If not, I might buy them for myself. Yeah. Jessica, a magnifier robe right up my alley, right? I am becoming my grandparents. At least I didn't ask for a house coat. Do you guys remember house coats? My grandma lived in a house coat, man. She always had one on. I still see them sometimes in the store, and it just cracks me up. That's probably what Sheldon should buy me. Probably what I should have bought myself. Yeah. Hold on. Just looking through the chat room. Nobody? No one asked for anything for Christmas? Or has a want? No one at all? Ah, Sheila said she saw the bird feeder with camera and loved it. I want fluffy slippers and a cozy robe. Seems like we're on the same wavelength. Yep. Partly for me because, you know, I've been an empty nester now for 2.5 years and we're pretty feral around here. And I've gotten pretty used to walking through this house without anything on when I get out of the shower. Now I'm like, oh my God, kids are coming home for the holidays. We can't just be feral idiots anymore. Someone needs to buy this girl a bathrobe. You do what you want in your own house, damn it. I don't know if you do. I do. Okay, let's keep moving. All right, so my article this week is just about gift giving. I've been examining this whole month different aspects of the holidays, and this one is gift giving. So the roots of it were the Romans exchanged tokens of good luck during their winter festival. And then, of course, the Christian tradition of gift giving is traced back to the Magi presenting gifts to the newborn Jesus. And over that, it's really turned into a season of generosity and goodwill. This is also a time where charities a lot of times will have their giving days and things like that. And it is a time also at the end of the fiscal year where people are looking to make donations and things like that for tax purposes. So it is a time of year that a lot of giving happens. Of course, the idea of giving for a lot of people is expressing love and gratitude. And I was thinking about when my kids were still in school, that I'd always go out of my way to give, you know, some sort of a gift, send a gift to school for my kids as teachers because they, you know, wildly deserved it. And because it's about gratitude, right? And people that have, for me, especially people that were good to my kids, you know, that's got your mom heart right there. Yeah. Fostering connections, of course. Fostering connections, particularly in communities, I think. Doing things that help to build communities, that help people in your community, regardless of whether you know them or not. The joy of surprising others. You can all think of a time where you either gave or received a gift that caused a great deal of surprise or an emotional response. And you'll always remember that. several years ago, and most of you probably remember this, but when my mom died and we went through her things, I discovered that she had been writing a book. And the book was loosely about us girls, except for that in her tales, we were witches and had powers. And, you know, it was a fun story that she'd written several chapters of. She was a great writer and always had wanted to be an author and just hadn't realized that dream yet. And so I had taken those manuscripts and files from her books or her beginning of her book and held on to it thinking at some point I'm going to finish this book for her. So several years ago, I did that at Christmas. And well, I started it, I think, in October and finished the book. It wasn't long, but I finished the book and I self-published it on Amazon and I printed it and I gave it to everyone for Christmas. And that was a really emotional one. That was a surprise. It was also such a cool thing. They were all her words, and they were her ideas. And I just felt like I channeled her while I finished writing it. And it's kind of cool. So, yeah. That was a very cool one. There should be an encore to that, but I've not written it. But I was looking at the transcript, the original transcript in my files the other day thinking, that's what I should do this winter. I should write part two. The door was wide open for a lot more to come. Thank you, Sheila. It was fun. I screwed myself because after it published, then I got Grammarly, mostly because my kids needed it for college and it helps me to cut back on typos. I'm a word skipper. So when I write things out, I'll skip various words that are just in my head, but I don't get them onto paper. And so Grammarly helps me with everything I write, particularly the Daily Dish, to not have any errors. But so I ran the transcript through Grammarly. And Grammarly gave it a 77%. And it crushed me. But to go through it line by line and change everything, fix everything that Grammarly didn't like or that I had, you know, they were true errors. Grammarly's strict. She's tough. But there was plenty to fix. But damn it, it kind of discouraged me on my project. And I didn't do it. I mean, I still could go through and just fix the whole manuscript. Reformat it, re-upload it into Amazon. It just seems like so much work. But it's probably worth it. I'd feel better about it. And then maybe I'd feel more encouraged to do round two. But a 77% killed me. Killed my spirit. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate that. So I don't know. Maybe I will. But for me, the joy of surprising others is probably top-notch as far as holidays are concerned. Gift giving beyond wealth, of course. It's not just about wealth. It's about goodness. It's about kindness. It's about service. It's about recognition. All of those things. We are trying to get Secret Santa together this year, and I think we're going to adopt several people from an assisted living / nursing home that my niece works at. When you work in elder care, you know that there are many forgotten people in elder care that literally don't have anybody that will come see them for Christmas. They won't receive a gift unless somebody in the nursing home does something for them. They will sit there on Christmas Day while some of the other residents leave for the day with their families or have a slew of visitors and have no one. So we've done elder care lots of times and sometimes just along with like a big family, we've also done elders, but I think this year it might be all elders and I'm totally good with that. Probably be buying a lot of magnifying glasses and robes and slippers. Okay, me, it's for me. Just kidding. But That's what I'm thinking we're going to be doing this year. But I'm looking at the calendar going, ladies, we got to get Secret Santa going like right now. Anyway, that'll give you some thoughts about gift giving and the whys, and hopefully create some opportunities for musings for you as well. Kelly said, for this week in bitch astrology, dream big, bitches. Just let's talk. How are you? For me, this last week has been ex fucking exhausting. Yes, it has. A retro shade, as the kids call it. Is messing with lights and electrical shit in her life. I hear you. Yeah. It has been a wild week. I'm hoping things get better. I think they will. We're just in a weird space right now where I feel like people are kind of unable to hide from the truths in their lives. They're unable to hide from the their dramas and their traumas. Like, everything's in your face. So you might as well just go ahead and address it and go through it because you're not getting away from it. Oh, Reddington said, I've noticed a lot of electrical twitches lately. Actually, I have too. I agree. And internet. Every night around 8:30, our internet blinks. Every night. Now, we're supposed to be getting fiber. So I haven't gotten a new modem, even though I think I might need one. I haven't bothered with the internet company because we signed up for fiber. They were supposed to be running fiber up our road, and they haven't done it. And now it's winter, so I don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, very weird that our internet blinks every night at the same time. So interesting. Well, it'll be interesting to hear what this next week is like for all of us with those kinds of things. I'm really hoping that all things mechanical and electrical hold steady at my house because we have so many hoodie orders for Christmas. It would be a disaster if we couldn't fulfill those. So, fingers crossed, toes crossed, praying to the gods of the embroidery machines. It's probably fine. Okay, my tip this week is how to make an olive oil Yule candle. So, I did these last year and they were so cool. I did them for our fair and I did them again this year and I thought it would be really fun to share with you guys how to do this. So this is one that I made for my house. These are so freaking cool and I love them for the solstice because they just are, they're natural, they're real, they're amazing. Let me tell you how to do it. Take a heat-proof jar, preferably a canning jar, because they can handle some heat. And then you're going to gather your materials. I used pine cones, and I buy the cinnamon-scented ones because they're already going to help add some scent to your candle. Some cranberries, just fresh cranberries, is all you got to do. And that'll give you some tips on that. And then dried orange slices. You can dry your orange slices in the oven. All you have to do, or in the air fryer. All you've got to do is slice them thin, lay them out on a piece of parchment paper in your oven, bake them really low, like 200 for a couple hours, flip them over, bake them a little longer. I actually did mine this time in the air fryer. I started them out on a piece of parchment, but they just, after an hour and a half, they were still kind of sticky in the middle. So I pulled the parchment out and flipped them over and just let them go straight in the air fryer for about another 15 minutes. And that was it. They were perfect. So not too hard to do that. You could put them in a food pro or a dehydrator too, obviously, if you have a couple of days to just throw them in there and let them go. But for me, I'm always doing things, I need it now. So that's how I did mine. But that orange slices are cool because you can kind of, break them a little bit to make them rounded to fit in the side of your bottle. And then some pine boughs. I just go and nip some off of one of my trees with my gratitude. and some cinnamon sticks. And then put them in your jar. So here's the key to the cranberries, in my opinion. If you put them in the top of it, they are really in the way of your wick. And so I don't put them there. I put them in the bottom and then put everything else on top of them. So they're still in there and they're gorgeous. They look really pretty in the jar, but they're not up in the top where they're getting in the way. So for me, that's what I do. I put the cranberries in, then I stuff everything else in. And you want to kind of have your botanicals in there tight so that they're, you can push them down so that they are not floating clear to the top and getting in the way of your wick. This one actually is floating a little bit. And so I'm going to probably poke another cinnamon stick in there so I can push everything down and kind of cram it in there better. But that's how you make it. So you cram all your stuff in there, get it good and tight. Then you fill it up with olive oil. These are not super cheap to make because olive oil is so expensive. But fill it up close to the top. And then put whatever essential oils you want in it. I always put cinnamon and orange in mine. The point of them isn't really to smell a lot. The point of them is just to have a really nice little glow and to burn and, you know, fill your house up with light. So don't worry about putting a ton of scent in them. You wouldn't have to put any scent in them unless you choose to. And again, if you buy the cinnamon pine cones, that makes a big difference. But then the wicks. So the wicks are, these actually are used, I think, in menorahs. So they're these cool little discs that they're foil topped and there's cork on the bottom of them. And then they have a wax wick in the center of them. I don't know. I think I'm showing you that pretty good. I bought them on Amazon. Just floating wicks. Super simple. But I also noticed places that have Jewish sections in their grocery store had them as well. Anyway, so you just drop that in the top of your candle and it takes on the oil and you light it and they burn forever. When the oil level drops down a little bit, you just put some more oil in. So you could burn this on your kitchen table, you know, or your altar or whatnot as much as you wanted this season. The one I made last year, I was curious to see how long it would just stay good without getting weird. I left it on the counter until April when I finally emptied it and just kind of examined the contents and everything was fine inside, including these berries. Isn't that crazy? So anyway, these I think are a very cool gift in my opinion. And I think they're perfect for the Yule, for the winter solstice, to have this cool candle to burn throughout the solstice. What's the point? Well, during winter solstice, we burn candles to help invite the light back, invite the sun to return. So these are an easy thing to make and, you know, just take a handful of materials. I wasn't sure how many cinnamon sticks I had at home. And so I grabbed some when I was at the grocery store in the bulk in a Winco. And so I bought 10 cinnamon sticks. It cost $1.26. It was probably the cheapest part of my project. But anyway, so if you're looking for a fun gift, a teacher gift, or just, you know, a cool craft project for yourself, I think this one fits the bill. Pretty cool. And if you don't want to buy a whole box of jars, usually places like Michael's, Hobby Lobby, problematic, but they usually have in their candle section or their jar section, individual canning jars. Unless you're, you know, a canner and you have piles of jars, but a lot of people don't. So anyway, that's how it goes. Oh, Pamela said they had a wire drop next door and lit the lawn on fire. Oh my gosh. I'm glad everything's okay. That's wild. Okay, let's keep going. Christy's energy exercise for the week is her energy breathing. That's a good one to help you to ground and center and return to earth. Lots of stuff going on in True Crime Squad, per always. Anita brings us Our Lady of Guadalupe. December 12th is the celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So she's got a beautiful article about her with a lot of information. So be sure that you read that and learn a little bit more about her. Jamie Dawn has a brand new video about the retrograde. And here we go. Oh, and then lots of brand new meditations over at Planet Meditation. I am religiously getting a new meditation built every day. So I promise you there's something over there for you. And that's Planet Meditation on YouTube. But here's four right here to peruse, and then you can go over to that page and look at the rest of them. And that's it. That's Luminous this week. So hopefully there's some gems in there for you. And as always, thank you to the people who write in Luminous and help support that. I appreciate it very much. Okay. Hey, Mary. Oh, Renee said, my sister made a wreath for the house from materials found in my yard. It's very pretty. That's awesome. I love it. I love the natural stuff. I wanted to make some little Yule logs for the Yule market, but we ran out of time. But I had the same thought. We've got plenty of fallen branches that we could cut up and make little Yule logs and just make little candle holders out of and decorate with some stuff from this yard. Yeah. The only thing I didn't think I would have is anything red. Like, there's plenty of greenery in my yard, but I don't think I have any, like, berries or anything like that. Like, winter berries, and I couldn't think of anywhere I could find any. Except for that I have a mountain ash tree that has the orange berries. But they feed an impressive flock of these darling little black and gray birds in the spring. Like, well, all winter long, actually. So I'm not messing with those because they're theirs. I do have a lot of magpies hanging out here, though, eating from my feeder. So that's been fun. But anyway, I was thinking along the same lines. Okay. Laurie, I know it. Dang it. So Laurie was 8 in semifinals, so she did not make it to the finals of her competition. You went a long ways, though. A long ways. Yeah. And good on you for putting yourself out there. And you did. You made a big splash. So good for you. And I'm sorry you didn't go further. I was really hoping you would. But I guess it is what it is, huh? Yeah. So we have big doings going on at our house because Miss Matea is graduating from Boise State on Saturday with her bachelor's degree. So huge congratulations to her. I'm so proud of her. She's been amazing. She's gone to school full-time and worked full-time for the last 4.5 years to get her bachelor's. And she's just been infallible, just plugging away. She had stats almost killed her, as I'm sure some of you guys did. I've had to take stats, no. Stats, if you're not really math brain, can be a really hard class. She took stats twice, failed at both times, had to petition the school to allow her to take it again. And this time, like, sat down with the professor at the very beginning and was like, listen to me. I have failed this class twice. I cannot fail again. I can't move on with my major without this class. Like, I have to have it. And that professor heard her, helped her, made sure she passed. And I think she actually passed with like an A. Like when it finally clicked and she had somebody that, you know, saw her face and heard her words, it made all the difference. So, and then she had to take 2 stats classes after that that were fine, but it was just that initial one, man. Sherry said, even math brains don't do well in that class, right? Stats is awful. It's the worst. And you know what's crazy? Micah had no trouble in stats at all. And so he was like, I don't understand, Matea, why you can't, I don't understand what you don't get. Because he was really surprised she struggled in it. So funny. Different brains, you know? And yet he took a logic class and failed it spectacularly. So I thought the logic class was insane. I tried to help him. Holy shit, I would have failed it too. I thought it was worse than stats, but at any rate, she has just persevered and persevered and persevered. So we could not be prouder of her. So now she'll have a semester off to apply for her grad school. She has a plan and has already talked to the school, and like, she's just got to do her work to apply and be accepted. And then I think if her plan, she stays to the plan, the original plan, she'll be starting grad school in the fall. And that's in an occupational therapy program. So yeah, pretty exciting. So she's graduating from Boise State and Mars is starting Boise State. Mars will be starting Boise State online next month. So yeah, a lot going on, but I'm so proud of her. And because on her dad's side, on Scott's side, this, she'll be the first graduate. So the school emailed her and told her they would like to give her a first generation tassel to wear for that piece. And so, yeah, that's really cool as well. So pretty cool. Oh, for God's sake, we have a troll. Louise, Helen, Stephanie, I seriously doubt you're actually listening, but you're getting blocked. You do not get to come into my chat and do that. Why, man? Why? I'm missing the math gene too. I've never had it, Pamela. I can write you anything. I can help with your paper. I can edit that. That's no problem. You know, I've been editing my kids' 400 level papers. No problem. But math? Oh, dear God. Actually, the thing that nearly kept me from graduating college was chemistry. Holy. Huh. I didn't even deserve to graduate from chemistry. I would have not graduated. I took it my very last semester. And I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Now, to be fair, I was getting married as soon as the semester was over, so I was busy planning my wedding. I was working full-time, and I was going to school full-time. I did have a lot going on, but I couldn't memorize the table. What's it called? Oh, no. That's awful. The periodic table. I could not memorize it. I couldn't remember anything. I could study for 10 hours for a test or 2 minutes and I would get the same F. I could not pass that class. But the professor, when I was in high school, I was the group leader for the clarinets in marching band. Yeah, I was quite the band nerd. And I don't regret it. And as it happened, the professor's daughter was in marching band, and she's a few years younger than me, and she was really, really struggling. And since I was her section leader, like, you have to, when you're in marching band, you have to get to school at like 6 o'clock every morning, and you have to have memorized all of this music. And marching band is actually so much more rigorous than anybody understands unless you've been in marching band. It is incredibly hard on your body. It's a lot to learn and to do and to memorize. And his daughter was, I would say she was probably learning disabled. She struggled a lot, but she really struggled with getting out of bed and getting to band on time. And so I would go get her every morning. I'd go pick her up to make sure she got there on time. And then I'd work with her one-on-one to get her music memorized. And I worked with her a lot because she needed it. And I was the section leader. It was my job. So anyway, when I ended up in his class, you know, he knew who I was, and he had a son that was my age too. And so we had connected on, yeah, you know, I'm in band with your kids, and, you know, he knew who I was. In other words, he passed me. He gave me a C+. A C plus, and I deserved a D. I deserved an F-. Probably. But, so anyway, the only reason I passed chemistry at all is because I was nice to somebody in marching band in high school. But we'll take it. I don't care. It's fine. Yes. Oh, Maya played clarinet for 5 years in band. I love it. Christy and I did all the things, ma'am. We took private lessons. We competed in individuals. We tried out for and attended honor bands all over the place. We both played for our first, she played for her first 2 years in college. I played for my first year in college and then was just way too busy with my own major to keep going with band. But, oh, Jessica loved marching band. Love it. Pamela was a band nerd as well. Flute and piccolo. Love it. Great respect for high school bands. Oh, yeah. It's hard work. You get out there and you think that those football players are doing it. But I'm telling you, the band has busted their ass. Oh, the wreath is beautiful, Renee. I love it. That's so cool. That's talent. That's really gifted. Oh, Mary said stats damn near did her in too. And she's great at math. Okay, see? Oh, Sherry did color guard, but also played clarinet in the winter. I love it. Suzanne played the flute. Wow. My people are here. Reddington said, failed accounting in college, became an accountant by accident a few years later. By accident. Now configure accounting software. Ha! Sometimes it might be in the teacher slash you combination. Definitely agree. My second, for my major, I only had to have two maths. And the first one was 101, which was, you know, like algebra 101. It was fine. But the next one, I can't remember what I took, but basically it was like the lowest math I could take and still graduate. So it was somewhere between 101 and 110. It was like a 106 class, and it was story problems. And the first day of class, the teacher said, if you're in this class, it's because you have to have math to graduate, and you're not good at math, or you don't think you are. And pretty much the whole class was like, yep, that's me. That is I. And so she geared that entire class to that. And she said, I will make a promise to you today that none of you are going to fail this class. I will not let you fail this class. As long as you show up, as long as you attempt to put in the work, you are not going to fail this class. And nobody failed that class. I got an A in that class. But it was definitely the teacher. I absolutely agree with that all over the place. Quelly said she couldn't find the link to Planet Meditation or couldn't find it on YouTube. So I just put up a link for you in both chat rooms. Thank you. Okay. Kylie, I wanted to get to you. We're looking for a reading from Grandma and Grandpa, if time allows. Let's see. Let's tune into Miss Terry. Oh, yeah, I've got them both. Yep, she said the holidays are so hard for you. She said family just doesn't feel the same these days. Nothing feels the same for you. Yeah. She said, I wish I could fix that, but I know I can't. But I do want you to know is that me and Grandpa are here. We're watching over you and spending a lot of time near you. Kylie, I asked them to try and come through in dreams more, a little stronger, so that you can have those face-to-faces with them. Yeah. They just want you to know how much they love you and they're really proud of you. She said you've struggled a lot to continue to improve your life and to do better things for yourself, and she knows you're doing that. But she also wants you to know that whatever you're doing, she's proud of you and she loves you. She said she doesn't ever want you to feel like she's disappointed in you or judging you in any way. She's not. She won't be. But lots and lots of love from them, sweet. I know. This time of year can be sure full of grief, can't it? I am with you. I agree. Quelly said it's been a hazy day. Agreed. Yesterday was my hazy day. I felt like I just had a pile of stupid things going on. It's just like that sometimes, huh? But... Oh gosh. Sometimes you just have to give up and go cuddle with dogs on the couch. It's just all you got. Yeah. Well, the last thing I wanted to share with you guys is that it is 1-2 day. And so I wanted to let you know that I'll be there the rest of today. I'll get back from this as soon as we get off the air, and I'll be there for the rest of the day. So we're at really deeply reduced rates for 1-2 day. And I also have a time-based session on sale. So I'm going to put a link in the chat room. With time-based sessions, it's a 20-minute, and you don't have to use it today. You can buy it while it's on sale, and then whenever you're ready to talk, then that's when you call, and the computer will process that. Just know that if you buy a time-based session, the next time you call is when that session is going to process. So you can't be like, ah, I just need like 3 minutes right now, I'll use this later. The system is going to initiate it. So just know that. But yeah, I would love to talk to you guys if there's anything I can do to help you. Today's a great day for that. But I think we'll be on sale tomorrow too for the retro. So there's lots of ways to talk. And of course, I am there every single day, as you know. If you ever head over to One to Listen to talk to me and I'm not there, just do a callback request. That lets me know that somebody's waiting for me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So that's the way to do it. So, and on that note, of course, I am a professional psychic advisor at onetolisten.com. That's number one, number two, listen.com. And I would love to work with you. So give me a call if I can help. Well, I think we've done it. We've talked down to the end of the show. I have dogs that need cuddled. Thanks so much for being here, you guys. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on One Two Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.